When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Most sports talking heads make predictions, then hope you forget about how wrong they were. But not Mackie and Judd.
Write this down.
This is the Big Leagues, where we own our terrible predictions.
Write that down.
And keep track of each other's batting averages. It's Write That Down.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
With Mackie and Judd.
All right. Only show in America that has the gumption, the cojones, to actually put statistics next to our predictions. We do it on this show, Minnesota Sports with Mackie and Judd, and on Purple Daily. Hi, Judd.
I like
it. Hey, guys, what's going on? I was doing the Cassell thing.
What is
sitting
that?
Down.
That's awfully high to be doing that.
Yeah. Well, I'm sitting down. Okay.
Did you get
I can stand up.
Did you get kicked hard? Did they rescind up into your body?
I'm just all get it. Write that down. Here we go.
Let's go. Write this down.
The Judd Zolgad big balls dance. That's right. There's some rumblings that Sam Cassell might get that Sixers job.
I saw that.
He's already on their bench. I think they might.
Washington gets it.
Clean house, but.
I think J.J. Redick gets that job.
Really? So he was on First Take this morning, and the other ESPN show is just roasting Doc Rivers.
Yeah, he's going to get a job. Because I think Toronto talked to him or is going to, but the Sixers makes too much sense to me. He'd be great there, too, because he's got that edge to him.
Oh, he's got a big
time. Like, if you boo him, he's gonna attack back. I'd love to see this.
I'll miss him from the media scene, though. It's kind of like Steve Kerr was excellent on TNT when he was a broadcaster. It kind of sucks when you lose a guy like that. But because he's great, because some of these ESPN shows can just be circus sideshow acts, right? It's like, you know, Mad Dog, 1970s, Larry Bird, this, that. Yeah.
Kirk Cousins.
And then JJ comes in.
How about you?
Today, okay, I caught the beginning of. Sometimes I'll just put these shows on in the background to see what the big sports news of the day is, and the beginning of First Take, and Mad Dog starts talking about he was on vacation or something last week, and he was talking about going to a play, and he brought up like Sound of Music and the Sound of Music. And Molly goes, "Yeah, our audience totally knows what you're talking about."
Oh, good for her.
Good for Molly. Yeah,
Sound of Music. Havlicek, Sound of Music. Ah, George Mikan.
Live with the Sound of Music.
So anyhow, all right, here's how this works. It's called Write That Down, and we go around the room spewing predictions and holding each other accountable. The way that you can get on as a guest listener predictor is to email via the Score North app, the feedback tab, email Declan, and we can get you on the show. So the only rules are the predictions must be quantifiable. That's pretty much it. So Dex, if you could pop the accountabilities on the screen here, we will start with our guy Judd Zolgad, who had three things come off the board. And then we'll get, by the way, Tyler's our guest listener predictor, so we'll get to him shortly.
Ooh, I forgot about the second one. That was close.
You said the Oilers will reach the Stanley Cup Finals.
I lost game one on the second one. I got nervous.
You said the Twins would take exactly 2 out of 3 games against the Cubs this weekend. They lost the first game and then won the next 2 games. So, nice work. This was the likeliest outcome, by the way, was Twins taking 2 of 3. So, it was specific, but not quite enough to be home run prediction.
No, that's fine.
Yeah. You said Tyler Mahle won't pitch again for the Twins until at least August. Well, you got that certainly nailed. He won't pitch for the Twins ever again, it sounds like. Unless they sign him.
It's not their fault.
He's not under team control.
I'm defending the Twins.
Yeah.
Yeah. God. But the Twins did play. I think they've played well. The last, I mean, they didn't pitch that well a couple nights ago, but they've been punching with the Dodgers in L.A. Last night they won a nice game and
fun series.
Boy, Bailey Ober, is Bailey Ober the first true internally developed good starting pitcher in the 6 years of Falvey? Joe Ryan was a trade. Like, yep. were they drafted signed a guy who was young?
Yep. And they let him throw 102 pitches last night, too.
Oh, whoa.
Congratulations, Minnesota Twins.
They must have lost count.
I haven't confirmed this, but I saw on ESPN they gave early top five Cy Young candidates for the American League that were a quarter of the way through, and both Sonny Gray and Joe Ryan are in the top five of contenders for the Cy Young.
Dude, and Bailey Ober has like a 1.7 ERA right now, too. So let's
hot
get a
take,
clean sweep.
Hot take, Joe Ryan, in my opinion, without question, is the ace of the staff. I love him.
Okay. Maybe you'll make a prediction.
Flat heart rate.
Yeah, he's definitely super chill. There's maybe reasons for that, just not to judge Joe Ryan, but he seems like a super chill guy.
I would hang out with Joe Ryan. I think.
Soon you won't have to hide.
I got no problem with that.
Even with Rocco, I think, would hang out. Yeah.
I read the Star Tribune this morning, and soon those guys won't have to hide anymore. Okay, Judd, or I'm sorry, these are my predictions. I said the Sixers and Lakers will play in the finals. The Defenders would beat the Renegades by at least 20. The Renegades beat the Defenders, actually. And I said, God, my scent was right here. I said Carlos Correa would have a three-hit game or more between last week and this week. So write that down. He had a couple multi-hit games. He definitely caught fire a little bit, but didn't have a three-hit game. Nice week for the listeners here. Jonathan said the Twins would beat the Padres on May 11th specifically. So nice job. And Josh said three of the following players won't be on the Vikings roster for week one. Danielle Hunter, Eric Kendricks is one. Harrison Smith, Dalvin Cook, Adam Thielen. There's two. And Irv Smith Jr. I should have taken this off the board long ago.
Nice.
Nice, Josh.
So Josh gets a nice hit there. Mm-hmm. And he might have more coming with Dalvin Cook. We'll see about Danielle Hunter. All right, Dex, you said the Lakers, Nuggets, Heat, and Sixers. You said chalk when they were all up 3-2 would advance.
Come on, Doc.
Got fired. Congratulations, Dex.
Mm-hmm. And then you said Correa would raise his batting average above 200 at some point in the last week. And he did. He got it up to like 207 at one point. It's like 201, I think, going into tonight. So there we go. All right, Judd, you lead the 2023 season with a 392 average, over 100 points better than anyone else. Declan at 282. Listeners at 259. Old Macadac having a terrible season at 167. Damn. Judd with five bombs. I have three. Declan and the listeners each have two. All time, Declan batting 377. He leads the league since 2018 is when we started keeping track of stats. Judd at 278 hits. Listeners with 44 home runs. I lead none of these categories. So, and nor am I anywhere close to leading any of these categories. So there you go. There's your stats. Should we get Tyler on here, our guest listener predictor? Making, I think, his Write That Down debut after being on Vikings Vent Line a few weeks ago. Tyler, what's going on, man?
Not much. Just got off work. How are you guys doing?
Awesome. Good. We are we're ready to make some dumb predictions that are probably going to be wrong here. When did you first become a Minnesota sports fan? What's your background?
So, grew up big baseball, playing baseball growing up. So, I watched the end of Hunter's career, the start of the M&M brothers with Morneau and Bauer. Not much into basketball until about 5 years ago. But the last 5 years, really just diving into all four major sports teams in Minnesota.
Okay. Nice. So mostly disappointment and
more heartbreak. Heartbreak. Hey.
Yep.
Go Wolves.
Yeah, let's keep stacking those teams on top of each other. So here we're going to go around the room three times. We'll go Tyler, Judd, Declan, me. So Tyler, you are in the batter's box.
Write it down. You like
what is your
down?
First prediction?
All right. I'm going to start with the Wild. So the Wild will trade or cut at least one veteran this offseason.
Okay. What's the definition of veteran here for quantification purposes?
At least 2 years on the active Wild roster.
Okay.
And I, off the record, I think it'll be Foligno or Spurgeon.
Foligno? Spurgeon? Yeah. Who are, for you guys, for the Judd's Hockey Show crew, just off the record here, Give me like the three guys most likely to be traded.
You know, it's funny because Judd and myself are doing this exact episode later today.
Oh, wow.
On Minnesota Sports with Mackie and Judd.
This was not rehearsed. This is not
a feeling.
This is unbelievable chemistry right here.
Amazing. So you'll get your answer. Yep. Judd's Hockey Show, right? You guys are doing it on Judd's Hockey Show?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Judd's Hockey Show. Yep.
A little tease. Yeah,
so you'll find out later.
Tease for the business there. That's what we call that.
Write that down. All right, Judd.
But I will, with one of my write that downs, I will give you an exact name right now because
I'm going to
spoil the show completely because I've got this in my notes and damn it, I'm going to read off the teleprompter. The Wild will trade Marcus Foligno before the 2023-24 regular season opens. Marcus Foligno will be a summertime casualty of the changes made by Bill Guerin.
He just seems like kind of a rockhead.
He's not a rockhead.
He just makes dumb decisions on the ice. He gets emotional and.
I feel like this is going to be from a salary cap standpoint that they have to trim somebody and some players.
Yeah,
and he's got, if I'm not mistaken, zero no trade protection, which I don't know how. Like Stella the dog has trade protection. In that league. But anyway, Marcus Foligno will.
In that league, not at home.
Oh, no, she's being shopped.
Yeah.
Have any teams ever inquired about Stella before? Or no?
A lot of people come by and say she's cute. I'm like, okay, what are we talking here?
Maya gets a lot of looks from opposing teams.
What are we talking here?
You know, as a top prospect in Vinny Boy, sometimes I just love an old veteran like Stella that just kind of knows her game and knows her role.
Yeah.
You know, less than doesn't panic, gets it.
Yep. But the problem there is it's great, except they have no patience for you in particular. Like, because they know that you're stupid, but you're trying to act smart. And so they just they take advantage.
Yeah, and then
Stella just continually abuses her abilities around this house.
And combined with my impatience, it's just a terrible stew of between the dog and human.
Yeah, you gotta get more patient, dude.
And I'm 30. It's not going to get any better.
There's pills for that.
Write this down.
What's happening right now?
I don't know where that came from.
Oh, no, seriously, there's pills. Sertraline's great.
Take some patience pills and make your next prediction.
All right. He had a great debut with the Saints yesterday, and I want to write this down. Royce Lewis will be called up by the Twins at some point in the month of June. Now, he technically can't be called up until June 1st because he's on the IL still. He can't be called up in May.
June 1st.
Yep. So I'm saying in the exact parameters of June 1st to June 30th, he'll be called up.
I'm going to let you handle this, Phil.
Well, it's one of the most egregious bunts in the 2023 Write That Down season. I don't know.
He's coming up.
Yes. Like, unless
he's gonna be starting at third base on June 2nd, unless he gets hurt.
Basically, unless he tears his ACL again, the chances of him still being in the minor leagues on July 1st are next to zero.
All right, let's do this then, since the peanut gallery disagrees. He'll be
what did you think?
So you can call us on it, but we can't call you.
Okay, that's fine. He'll be called up in the month of June, and in his first game, he will hit a home run.
Okay, now we're talking.
See, isn't that more fun?
That's a prediction
right there.
That's a good prediction.
Write this down. That's a great prediction. Okay. I'm going to make a Royce Lewis prediction, too, that I think
he'll
almost certainly
has.
He'll
be called up by June 1st.
No, it's kind of a parlay in that you'll see what the prediction is.
All right.
Royce Lewis, write this down, will finish top four in runs scored for the Twins this season, despite missing basically the first 2 months of the year.
Wow.
He will finish top four in runs scored for the Twins. Off the record, I think they're going to call him up as soon as they can. I think he's going to hit at or near the top of the lineup. And I think he's going to, I mean, it's not like they have a ton of guys that are scoring a bunch of runs so far this year. So, but everyone else has a head start. There's going to be guys that have a 20-run head start on him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying he's going to score a bunch of runs. He will finish in the top four in runs scored, just for the record. For the season. I'm not saying June 1st. For the season.
We hear it. We're impressed.
He'll be durable. He will play.
You just want to make sure of that, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Write this down.
Yes. Okay, we're back to Tyler for your second prediction.
All right, I'm going to keep the Royce Lewis train going. Royce Lewis will play more games at third base this year than any other Twin.
Oh.
Okay. Yep. So Miranda like probably leads, and then
Farmer.
Who's second? Farmer.
I think it's Farmer. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's going to come up. You know, you got Correa at shortstop, Polanco at second. The only real spot for him is third base because you got Kepler, Taylor, and Gallo in outfield.
Yeah. Yep.
They're concerned about that experiment since he tore his ACL the last time he tried it.
Yeah.
That warning track, they should definitely play him out there. That warning track needs some foghorns on it, apparently, for Royce and Byron Buxton. So, all right, Judd.
All right. I think it was in this show earlier today, I declared that I think Joe Ryan is the ace of this staff. So I'm going to put my money where my mouth is and say Minnesota Twins will end their 18-game playoff losing streak this season, and Joe Ryan will be the winning pitcher.
Okay.
Wow. So Joe Ryan will get the win when the Twins end their losing streak.
Look at this guy. Look at this guy. Is that for this season, just for the record?
I said this season.
Okay.
No. This season, so this October, Twins end that streak. And in ending that streak, when you go get your paper and you look at the box score, because we all love to look at the box scores in the paper, and we see a W, it'll be by Joe Ryan's name.
Because we do have, it's funny, I know I for sure have a prediction, and I didn't do this on purpose, but like we made some predictions that were sort of in that vein last year, but we didn't say specifically what year. Like I have one that says Sonny Gray will be the starting pitcher when the Twins win their first playoff game. I made that before last year, like sometime in the summer.
Well, but you didn't put an end date on it. Okay.
Yeah. Did not. And Declan has one too. This one can probably come off the board now, actually, but you said Jorge Lopez, Joan Duran, and Michael Fulmer will appear in a single postseason game in the same game that's won by the Twins.
I thought we did take
World Series
off
game against the Cubs.
We didn't.
But what if it's a World Series game against the Cubs, Twins, and Cubs?
Or the Twins trade for Michael Fulmer. Like, that's the thing. There's no ending.
I guess.
Because it didn't specify with the Twins. So we're gonna leave it on the board. We'll see what we do with it. All right, back to Declan for your second prediction.
All right, I'll make a starting pitching related prediction as well. The Twins play 6 games between now and next week's accountability session. Their next, they play the Giants at noon a week from today, so that game won't count towards this. But write this down. The Twins starting pitchers will rack up at least 40 strikeouts between now and next week's, write that down. So basically, all 6 of those starts, they'll average at least 8 strikeouts. They basically have to average 8.
Wow. It's pretty good. We probably think we would take that if that happened.
Write it down.
Nice little strikeout pitching staff. Okay, write this down.
Write that down.
So the big news yesterday in Mediaville was Pat McAfee sold out. He's taking his F-bomb laden, uncensored YouTube show that at one point was on Sirius XM, but it's a YouTube show and a podcast, which, hey, if people can have success doing then awesome for us, hopefully at some point. But, so the agreement is he's going to make over $10 million a year, and they're bringing his staff. Ooh. They're bringing the whole show in. The show is going to be live on ESPN every day for like 3 hours and ESPN Plus. And on YouTube, I've seen conflicting reports that I think it's going to be on the ESPN YouTube channel, but they also have like 1 million or 2 million subscribers on their own YouTube channel. So maybe it'll be on both YouTube channels. But it's going to be the same show. He's trying to calm his audience down. People are like, you sold out. The show's not going to be the same. You're working for Disney and ESPN. And McAfee said, the show's going to be the same, but we have made one concession. We will not use the F-bomb. So apparently they can say other swear words in the middle of the day, but they won't use the F-bomb. That's part of the agreement. So my prediction is, write this down, somebody will drop an F-bomb on the McAfee show within 1 week of the ESPN debut. And we'll have to find like evidence or something, but somebody will slip and drop an F-bomb on the McAfee show within 1 week of the ESPN debut.
Did they say when that show starts, when it's supposed to start?
Fall, right?
Fall. Okay.
Oh, okay, got it.
Sorry, Tyler, what were you going to say?
I imagine that's just going to be out of habit. Like you said, it's just going to slip out.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and we try to keep it. People ask, why don't you guys swear on this show? And we've actually gotten to, like, yesterday, somebody emailed and said, appreciate it, because I listen when my kids are in the car, and I'd rather them not have to hear Judd drop F-bombs when firing Dean Evison.
Knowing how
we can maybe create an uncensored version of Judd's Hockey Show at some point.
I mean, I would do that, believe me.
Luckily, our listeners don't play golf with me, but my buddies who I golf with always ask, like, you know, with how much you swear on the golf course, how have you not dropped one on one of the podcasts? I said, I've come close. Kirk Cousins has made me come close to swearing before, but nope, I'm good.
Good. I'm good. He's a professional right. executive producer. All right, Tyler, what's your third and final prediction?
All right, so I don't think we've had any Wolves ones yet here, have we?
No.
Not yet. I don't think so.
Okay. All right. On the opening day lineup starting, there will be two new players. Now, it's already halfway there because of Mike Conley. But I think there might be a trade this offseason. You never know. Cat might be on the way out, I hope. But there will be two new starting players on the Timberwolves opening day lineup.
So we're not counting Mike. What do you mean? Not counting Mike Conley? Or?
No. So there's already halfway there. So there's already one. So this is kind of like a single, like if you want to talk about hits.
So Conley is in the starting lineup.
Yep.
Edwards, Jade McDaniels, Karl-Anthony Towns, and Gobert. You're saying one of those will be different the first game of the year.
So, yes. So last year it was, D'Lo, McDaniels, Anthony Edwards, Towns, and Gobert. Mm-hmm. So Russell's already gone. So now Conley's here, so that's one.
Yep.
So then you're going to have one more new starting lineup player.
Okay. And by the way, if you're looking for ideas, folks, on what that change might be, go check out the other episode of Minnesota Sports with Mackie and Judd today that will drop here.
Yep.
Probably already dropped by the time you listen to this, where we did a blockbuster trade with the Blazers. Ooh. So check that one out. Good stuff, Tyler. Making your Write That Down debut. Since you've got this life-changing platform here, is there anyone in your life you'd like to thank that helped you get this peak pinnacle moment?
I want to shout out to my buddies, Alan and Andrew. They're both diehard Packer fans. I don't know how. One's from South Dakota, one's from Minnesota. But I'd like to welcome them to Quarterback Uncertainty.
Yeah, that's right.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah, guys, you clowns. That's right. Enjoy Quarterback Uncertaintyville, where we've all lived for a long time.
And then you guys, of course, for all the content that you put out every single day. Keeps me sane at work.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming on. Good luck with your predictions, Tyler. We'll see you again sometime.
You too.
Appreciate it.
All right. Guest listener predictor, Tyler.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
Bringing it in here. Before we get to our final three predictions, let's shout out our friends at the Meadows at Mystic during this golf season. Go book your tee time at one of the best golf courses in the state of Minnesota.
I don't like to walk on the golf course. It's not my thing. You know, with how many times I have to shoot, I'm not lugging that bag over my shoulder. I don't want to push the cart. I want a nice cart that is souped up and gives me all the yardage, so when I do duff or thin my shot, I at least knew I had the proper yardage, and those carts at the Meadows at Mystic Lake provide that for me. You can go to golfthemeadows.com. I see tee times open for this week and even this weekend. Go to golfthemeadows.com. Book your tee time at one of the best public golf courses in the Twin Cities. Go to golfthemeadows.com to book that tee time.
Also, speaking of summer fun here, our new friends at Power Lodge and Miller Marine are making it great to get out on a body of water here sometime this summer. So Miller Marine in St. Cloud and Power Lodge with locations in Brainerd, Anamia, and Ramsey. And they're all about enjoying life out on the water. The biggest Bennington dealer you're going to find in the world, basically. We need to get Judd on one of these things. I want to see Judd on like a speedboat.
Oh, no. The Bennington looks fantastic, though. I mean, think about the relaxation sports dad could get, being away from the pressures of these teams that let us down continually. And instead, riding it during a sunset on the water, the Bennington looks perfect for me, and it's perfect for you too. You know what? Summer's here. They're too short. So enjoy them while you can. And no better way to enjoy them than on the water with your Bennington.
Your summer begins at the Power Lodge and Miller Marine. PowerLodge.com and Miller Marine. .com. All right, Judd, your third and final prediction.
All right. I'm going to go outside the Minnesota sports scene because I'm pretty sure that this is coming, and I think it might be coming quickly. Ja Morant will be suspended for 50 or more games by the NBA next season.
Woo, 50. Woo.
Off the record, I think he might get the season, but I'm not going to go that far.
I don't know if I go that far either.
This is a home run, I think.
50 or more games. Unless we find out that was, I don't know, what came out over the weekend was some type of inaccurate representation of what I think we all saw with a gun.
I mean, he apologized already. Well, he put out a statement, and then people are accusing him of running the statement through ChatGPT.
Oh, God.
What's that mean?
But I think that's what?
What does that mean?
Oh, man. It's you've heard of artificial intelligence, right? Like AI, AI tools.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So ChatGPT was like the first big AI platform where you can ask it questions and it'll give you answers. So you could say, for instance,
gotcha.
Or you could give it a command and say, write a statement for me admitting that I did something wrong. I think it was a Photoshop job someone put together that said, like, I did, like, I screwed up, write me a statement, and then they retweeted it. But yes, it's like the Judbot 3000 that we invented a long time ago, basically.
Because I couldn't talk that weekend or that day. But yeah, I think he gets, I think that the NBA is now looks and feels stupid. And so I think they are going to come down hard and he gets 50 or more games.
Yeah, and then Adam Silver has to go on. He's going on national TV on ESPN last night, and Malika Andrews has to ask him, and he's like, this guy just doesn't get it. And yes, I know there's a whole sub conversation here about there are definitely some racial biases in the way that we view this, where if it was like, I use this on Flagrant House, if it was Walker Kessler on a ranch shooting clay pigeons or something, and he's just like taking a picture or Instagram live with a gun versus Ja Morant with his black friends, right? There's definitely some of that to be talked about. But at the end of the day, if you've already gotten in trouble for just casually brandishing a gun on an Instagram live video,
right?
Hey, why are your friends going live on Instagram? Dude, how about just, if you're going to do videos with each other, just maybe do some pre-recorded videos, and then you can send them to a PR person. Hey, if we put this out on the internet, am I going to get suspended by Adam Silver? It's like, come on, man, some self-awareness. Anyhow, all right, back to Dex here.
All right, I'm going to make a PGA championship prediction. Phil, I don't know if you have one in the bullet to fire here. Very excited for this one. Big weekend. I have been selling this guy's stock.
How big?
All year long. He's had a horrible 2023 in Rory McIlroy. Just off to one of his worst starts, maybe since he became a world number one, a really renowned golfer. But I'm going to now buy some Rory stock with the stock maybe at a low point. So not only will Rory McIlroy make the cut, he'll also fire a 67 or better in rounds one or two. He typically shipwrecks himself in one or two. And that's obviously puts you behind the eight ball, makes it difficult to make a cut. So Rory McIlroy, write this down, will make the cut and he'll shoot a 67 or better in round one or two. Write it down.
Okay.
Nice.
I was going to do a D-Lo prediction, but who cares at this point?
You could save it.
I think he's going to do the classic D-Lo thing and like bounce back for a game. And then he'll go like 2 for 13 in another game, but I'll make a PGA championship prediction too. I'm going to fade your Rory McIlroy thing. So I'm going to say, I'll say this. Rory finishes out. So it's a parlay. Rory finishes outside the top 30. Jason Day finishes inside the top 10.
Love this.
And Cameron Young. God, this is already, Okay, and Cameron Young also finishes in the top 10.
Wow.
Okay. Is this a home run? If I say Cameron Young and Jason Day kidding? Top 10, Rory outside top 30. Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I think Cameron Young's been flirting with majors. That dude might win it.
Yeah, we'll see. Jason Day's back, dude. He's having a great year.
Yeah, he is, man. He went through some like family stuff and back injuries.
Yeah. Former number one.
He was number one player in the world for a while. Yep. So, all right, boys, there it is.
Good stuff.
Write that down, predictions, accountability session.
Write that down.
And again, if you want to be a guest listener participant sometime this summer, just hit Declan up through the Score North app. There's a feedback tab, and we can get you scheduled for some time here. Minnesota Sports with Mackie and Judd, your home for daily therapy, speculation, and entertainment.